My father was a very keen man on making cider. That was his hobby. He loved to do it. And when I can remember when I was about six, we had to go to a neighbouring farm to do it because we hadn't got the equipment at our home. But when I was 12 years old, we moved to a... My father bought an old inn, a beautiful property, and it had the cider house and the press and all the equipment in a properly constructed cider house. So he was in his element, and we had two fine orchards which in days gone by had won silver cups with the produce from the apples being made into cider. So he developed his hobby and he chose different kinds of apples to make different kinds of cider. He contemplated making three different kinds of cider, a hard kind which the local people favoured, especially the older men, and then he made a milder kind which he himself liked and his friends, and then my mother, who also liked a glass of cider, he made a very special blend for her from specially selected apples and specially made for her and her friends. Christmas was the most wonderful fairy tale that ever could be when I was young. There were great preparations long before Christmas, Christmas puddings being made, and there was always apple in Christmas pudding. And then when Christmas Eve came, the work would have been organised that Christmas Eve was practically free, and my father and my brothers would go out and cut ashen wood to make the faggot. And it would be very long, long strands of faggot, of ashen branches. Well, I expect they would be about 8 or 9 feet long, and they would be placed together and bound round with a withy stick, which is very pliable and can easily be tied. And the ties would be made, oh, perhaps 8 or 9 inches away, perhaps a foot, and it would be placed on this open hearth, which we had, a big open hearth with a huge chimney going up. You could sit in there and watch the smoke going up to the sky. This faggot would be placed on as soon as the tea was over, perhaps about 6 o'clock. And friends would begin to congregate. We would all sit round this fire with the cider in big jugs waiting. And every time the fire came and burst one of the ties, the bonds as we called them, the cider would be handed round. Everybody would have a drink.